Hi, this is The Weekly Green,
and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm talking with Rocky Yosuk, the Operations Coordinator for Trees for Tucson. Hi, Rocky. Tell us about Trees for Tucson and what you're doing over there, or what is Trees for Tucson?
Trees for Tucson is an urban forestry program. We are part of Tucson Clean and Beautiful, a nonprofit here in town. Our main goal is to provide trees to homeowners to help shade their homes, to lower electric usage. We get most of our funding from the electric utilities here in town, both Tucson Electric Power and Trico Electric Co-op. In addition to the residential program, the energy efficiency program that we do through the utility companies, we also do community projects like street tree plantings, and then we also do school tree plantings with students and teachers. The major component of those projects is to educate the kids, because if you get them while they're young and you teach them the importance of the trees while they're young, then they appreciate it, you know, further on in their lives.
What is the importance of trees?
Oh, there's so many. One is shade. Out here in the desert, shade is king. That parking spot with the tree, that's the one you want to go to because of that tree.
Even if you have to walk 40 miles, you're still going to park in the shade, right?
Exactly. Another thing is it really helps curb stormwater runoff. Those leaves, as small as they may seem, hold a lot of water when those storms roll in, and that keeps a lot of it from getting into our streets and into our drainage canals and things like that. So they do a pretty big part that we don't really ever seem to recognize. And one of the big problems out here in the city, out in the desert, is the urban heat island effect. So trees help really curb that effect. The urban heat island effect being we have all this asphalt that we've added to the landscape. It's all black. It all absorbs all that light or the sunlight and everything, and just radiates that heat throughout the night and just keeps our temperatures up. One of the big things we're really trying to focus on is getting out to the schools in the community, not only to educate the kids and teachers and everybody involved with these plantings, but also just to get some trees planted, because I don't know if you've been to these schools out here, but a lot of them are pretty barren and just sitting out there in the full sun. So the trees will help not only cool the buildings down a little bit, but it'll also give the kids a good shaded area to play in.
How can schools get involved and get trees and get involved in the program in general?
So typically those projects are actually just brought into us by either a teacher or a parent or a student at the school. And we're actually currently seeking new school projects for 2015, and invite anyone that has a school in mind to give us a call or email us to discuss their project.
Okay. How do people get in touch with Trees for Tucson?
You can give us a call at 791-3109, or you can email us at tft@treesfortucson.org.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.